basically, as we go forward and we reopen the economy step by step, we rely very heavily on the public health measures and the adherence to those as we go into various phases of relaxing the stages of opening. So I just want to bring, there's a bit of research into something called nasal negligence that was done earlier in the year by an international team of researchers, basically to say that persons were wearing their masks inappropriately, covering their mouths alone, were at a greater risk of contracting COVID-19, because the nose seemed to be a very important pathway where the virus could enter your body. And this is because when they did the research, they were able to find that two particular proteins, the ACE2 protein and the TMPRSS2 protein, actually bound to the virus very well and facilitated the binding in the nasal pathway as well as the uptake into the lungs later on by a process called aspiration. So basically, what it showed is that there's importance for wearing your mask appropriately. Although most of the population seem to be wearing it to cover your chin, your nose, and your mouth, there are some still not covering your nose and your mouth. They're wearing it over your mouth alone. And we want to guard against those kinds of scenarios because it puts you at much greater risk of getting infected as if you wear it properly, meaning covering your nose, your mouth, and your chin.